朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
你们牧师，你们在讲台的人要把身体献上当作活祭。
Yes, you preachers, you should offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
保罗在这里不是劝，而不是向罗马的监督。
He wasn't trying to speak these words to the bishop.
他不是向罗马的牧师、长老、执事说你们要这样把身体献上。
He did not address these words to the deacons.
圣经怎么说？
What was the word of God?
所以，弟兄们。
Therefore, brothers.
三个礼拜以前。
Three weeks ago.
我们在主日崇拜听到一个新的名词。
We heard a new term.
儿童主日学需要男的弟兄，记得吗？
Do you remember, there was a plea that in children's Sunday school we need male brothers?
Brother.就是 male 就是 brother， 为什么叫做男的弟兄呢？大概是做见证的弟兄太迫切了。
Perhaps it was because the brother who was making that plea really felt the urgency.
因为整个儿童主日学只有两个男的老师。
Because in the whole children's Sunday school, there are only two brothers.
欧永亮牧师在出来奉献的时候，
When Pastor James Au came out to be a pastor,
他是听到焦牧师一篇信息，他受感动奉献自己。
He offered himself up for full-time ministry due to a message preached by Reverend Chu.
焦牧师到东南亚各神学院跑了一趟。
Reverend Chu visited many theological seminaries in Southeast Asia.
他回到美国讲了这样一篇信息。
When he came back, he preached the following message.
弟兄，你在哪里？
Brothers, where are you?
我们需要男的弟兄。
We indeed need male brothers.
其实这句话很有圣经的根据。
Actually, you can say this is biblical.
第一世纪重男轻女不是一个很稀奇的现象。
In the first century, perhaps it was a male-dominated society.
保罗绝对不是一个重男轻女的人。
But then we know that Paul is not a male chauvinist.
但是当时的习俗是这样。
But that is indeed how society is.
他用弟兄们通称罗马教会的弟兄姊妹。
So he uses the term brothers to include both male and female.
包括罗马教会男的弟兄还有女的弟兄。
So you can say they are indeed female brothers.
所以换句话说，保罗的这样的一个呼吁是向着全教会发出来的。
In other words, this urge of Paul is for the whole church.
只要你承认你是教会的弟兄。
As long as you can admit that you are a brother in the church.
除非你不承认你是这个教会的弟兄。
Unless you cannot say that.
除非你是很清楚蒙恩得救的人。
If you truly know that you are saved.
不然你就不承认你是一个清楚得救的人。
Unless you say, I do not know whether I'm saved.
每一个清楚得救的人都在保罗这里所说的弟兄的范围之内。
When Paul calls you brother, then it includes all those who are clear in that salvation.
谁去侍奉很简单，每一个人都应该是侍奉的。
So when we ask the question, who is to serve? The answer is everyone.
第三
Thirdly,
这一节圣经提到侍奉，不只是提到侍奉的定义，不只是提到侍奉的成员，也提到侍奉的动机。
Not only does this verse refer to the definition of Christian service and says who should serve, also tells us the motivation.
凭什么要侍奉？
Why should I serve?
好多年前，
Many years ago,
有一次教会行政的同工，那个时候是 Shelby， 他告诉我。
Shelby, who was the church administrative assistant, told me this.
他说他在排教会侍奉表的时候，
She told me as she was trying to arrange for the cleanup schedule.
她请一位信徒在主日午餐之后做清洁的工作。
She arranged for a certain believer to help out with the noontime cleaning.
她说她挨了一顿骂。
And she told me, Pastor Lee, I was scolded.
我说，他骂你什么？
I said, what did he say?
他说他在电话里面告诉我。
And she shared with me how this person reacted over the phone.
Shelby, 你不要忘记了。
Shelby, don't you forget.
我来教会是敬拜神的。
I come to church to worship God.
我不是来教会做清洁工人。
I did not come to church to be a janitor.
我是一个有身份人。
I am a person of status.
你竟然把教会那样一个下贱的工作交给我。
How can you give me such a lowly position?
弟兄姊妹，我听到了以后。
Brothers and sisters, when I hear this,
我有两个反应。
I have two reactions.
第一个，为着这样的声音，这样的态度，我觉得很难过。
Of course, I was very sorrowful when I heard this.
这是第二方面。
But secondly,
我非常的自责。
I scolded myself.
我觉得今天在神怜悯我在这里带领的教会之中有这样的声音。
As I serve this church, and yet there are such a voice in the church.
很明显的。
Then it's clear.
我没有好的教导。
I have not given good teaching.
很明显。
Very clearly,
我没有好榜样。
I have not given a good example.
弟兄姊妹，一直到今天，我没有怪这个人。
Even until today, brothers and sisters, I do not blame this person.
也许是我的个性使然。
Perhaps it's due to my personality.
每一次碰到类似这样的事情。
Whenever I meet with such things,
我要求对方之先，先要求我自己。
Before I request of others, I request myself.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
让我苦口婆心地劝大家。
Let me try to beg you.
这个社会是先求对方再求自己的社会。
In this society, we first make requirements of others before we make it of ourselves.
但是在主的社会里面，我们应当先求自己，然后再求别人。
But in this society within the church, we should make requirements of ourselves first before we require of others.
真的。我觉得我没有好的教导，我没有好的榜样。
Truly, I felt that I did not give good teachings or examples.
这几天在准备这个信息的时候
，These few days as I was preparing this message,
这件事情很强烈地回到我的脑海里。
These events came back to me vividly.
为什么会这样
？Why?
除了我的责任以外
，Other than it's my responsibility.
我觉得弟兄姊妹要明白你是为什么而生。
I really felt that we should know why we serve.
我们有好几个侍奉的可能的动机和原因。
There are various reasons why we may want to serve.
一些原因是我们个人的，一些原因是因素是在神那一方面。
Perhaps there are personal reasons, and perhaps there are reasons from God.
第一种可能是我们的职业和我们的习惯。
First, perhaps it's due to our profession and our own custom.
因为你是吃这一口饭的，当然你就做这样的工。
Because this is what you do for a living, it's natural for you.
台湾话、福建话，传道和传度两个字音很近。
Certain languages, preaching and filling your stomach is very similar.
很多我们传道的人说：“你反正也是传肚子嘛。”
As you preach, you're really trying to fill yourself.
光传肚，看到传肚啊，差不多这两个字很像啊。所以你们有这个职业，因为你们有这样的一个身份，所以当然你们侍奉这是理所当然。
Because that is your profession, it's only natural and logical for you to serve in the church.
你走上这条路，你当然你就要侍奉。
You have walked this, you have chosen this path.
所以为什么过去六年来
？So this is why in the past six years,
教会办福音营
，whenever we try to have the gospel camp,
那讲员我们去找平信徒来讲
，we've been asking lay Christian leaders to preach,
让非基督徒看见一件事情
，so that non-Christians can see the truth.
不是因为你吃这口饭，所以你传这口道
，it's not because you are living from.The preaching.
有一次我碰到福建省一个地方的人。
I met someone from the province of Fujian.
那个地方叫做谷田，古时候的谷，种田的田。
Translated as the old field.
那么他们告诉我，谷田人出很多传道人。
And some told me from this particular village, there are many preachers.
他说当然嘛，这个从名字上就看得很清楚嘛。
And he said it's so obvious, you can see it from the name of the village.
因为谷田这两个字都是一样的。
Because the word old field are the same.
是一个口一个十字架。
It's a mouth and then the cross.
那么谷呢十字架在上面，那个田的十字架在里面，就不同在这里。
The only difference is in one case the cross is on top and the other case the cross is inside.
所以谷田人出来很多人就是用口来传扬十字架，所以我们出很多传道人。
So it's obvious why people from this village become preachers.
但有一个古田牧师告诉我
，But then one of the preachers from the village told me，
讲不好听。
他说 ，This is not right。
就是我们是靠十字架吃饭的。
It's like saying that we depend on the cross for our livelihood。
所以我们也在侍奉。
So we serve。
弟兄姊妹，这不是不好啊。
This is nothing bad。
那既然上帝把你放在这一个行业和习惯，你的侍奉当然也是一种的侍奉。
If God has called you to this particular task,
另外一种动机
but what is another type of motivation?
是我们的兴趣和负担
Perhaps it's due to our interest or our particular burden.
我喜欢孩子
because I like children.
我当然教主日学
so I teach children Sunday school.
如果我不是教会的主任牧师
if I were not the senior pastor,
如果我是一个信徒
if I were a lay Christian,
我一定很挣扎。
It will be a tremendous struggle.
因为我很喜欢唱歌
because I also like to sing.
我一定要参加诗班
I want to be a choir member.
但是我很喜欢孩子
But then I also love children.
我一定要教儿童主日学
I want to teach children Sunday.
可能我结果会这样
So I might end up this way.
一个月跟黄师母参加他的诗班
First, I will join the choir for 1 month.
那么一个月参加李正冠康带领的儿童主日学
And then for another month, I will join in the children Sunday.
这是我的兴趣，所以我有侍奉。
This is my interest. That's how I serve.
很多时候我发现教会有人不侍奉。
Sometimes I find people not serving in the church.
我就很怀疑他的兴趣在哪里。
Then I would question what is that person's interest.
也许这个人毫无兴趣。
Perhaps this person isn't interested in anything.
他只有一个兴趣。
Only one interest.
坐礼拜。
He wants to sit during the Christian worship.
他只要来坐礼拜就满足了。
He is satisfied by just sitting.
我喜欢帮助人。
I like to help others.
助人为快乐之本。
Because it's the source of joy for me.
我就参加 host family 的侍奉。
So then I would join in the program for host family.
从兴趣决定我们的侍奉无可厚非。
It's very reasonable for us to decide on our service from our interests.
明年我们要进到新教堂。
Next year we'll be moving into our
新教堂在哪里呢
？Where is this church?
在乐兴顿。
In Lexington.
三天前，我的同工把一份 Boston 的华富的这个山板报给我看。
Three days ago, another coworker shared with me this news article clipping from Sampan.
麻州佛教会，佛教的教会，经过一年寻找建庙的地点。
The Chinese, Buddhist Church of Massachusetts.After 1 year long of seeking a site for their temple,
目前找到位于乐兴顿的一座典雅的白色教堂
have located a pretty white church located in Lexington.
作为该会未来弘法聚会理想的道场
It's an ideal site for them to share what they believe in.
你看到这份你的反应怎么样？我不知道。
I do not know how you respond when you read this.
以一个基督教的牧师，本教会的主任牧师看到这一份东西，我的感觉你也不会知道。
I think you cannot fathom how I feel as a senior pastor in a Christian church when I read this.
我告诉你我的反应是什么。
I will tell you.
这一下去乐兴顿有的好做。
This will be a great challenge to serve in Lexington.
让我们在这样的一种同胞需要真理的情形之下，让我们为主大大的出力。
Perhaps we should, in fact, respond even greater to the needs of our brethren's soul.
这是一种侍奉的动机。
This perhaps is a motivation.
你看见报纸，你就愿意把自己更多的摆上。
Because you see this news article, you're willing to give more.
两个礼拜前我到 Toronto 去。
Two weeks ago, I was in Toronto.
我的妹夫带我去看，Toronto.
My brother-in-law took me around.
他说这条街叫做宗教街。
He said this is known as Religion Street.
有犹太人的会堂。
They are Jewish synagogues.
有回教庙。
There are Muslim mosques.
基督教有很多派别的教堂在这里。
There are many Christian churches of different denominations.
还有一个佛教的庙。
And there's also a Buddhist temple.
我说我要看你的庙。
I said I want to see the temple.
他说不要了，你是牧师，怎么跑到庙里面去，多不好。
And he said, "You are a pastor. How can you go to a temple? You shouldn't."
我们停在外面替你看，然后告诉你里面是什么好。
We can stop outside. We can go in, and then we'll tell you what it's like outside, inside.
我坚持要进去。
But I insisted on going inside.
当我进去的时候
，as I entered,
我有很多很多的感触。
There's so many things stirring in my heart.
我发现佛教庙里面比我们基督教的礼拜堂里面肃穆、严肃来的神圣。
I felt a real sense of solemnness in this Buddhist temple.
我感谢主，在乐兴顿有一个将来有一个佛教的庙。
I praise God that perhaps in the future there will be a Buddhist temple in Lexington.
不讲积极的在真理上面传扬福音。
Because it gives us an active strength for preaching the gospel.
我希望对我们将来的新堂有许多的提醒。
Perhaps it will also be a reminder to our new church.
提醒我们更尽力地去侍奉。
To remind us that we should serve God even more earnestly.
这是从我们的角度来看侍奉的动机。
These are perhaps from our personal viewpoint why we serve.
从神的角度。
But from the viewpoint of God.
因为神的严厉和神的奖赏我们要侍奉。
Perhaps because of God's reward and punishment we should serve.
诗篇第二篇十一节。提到这样一句诗人的感觉
In the second psalm, the psalmist said,
当存畏惧侍奉耶和华
Serve the Lord with fear.
Serve the Lord with fear. 我们用一种战惊、恐惧、害怕的心来侍奉神
We serve the Lord with trembling and trepidation.
不错，这是旧约的精神
Yes, this is the spirit of the Old Testament.
我相信也是许许多多基督徒良心里面的故事
But I think this is applicable to many of us.
我们的侍奉
Our service.
我们金钱的奉献
Our financial giving.
我们在教会里面摆上时间
When we give time in the church.
出于奖赏的感觉，出于畏惧的心情
Sometimes it comes because of fear and because we like to be rewarded.
我们有时间讲例子
I cannot give you too many examples.
刚才提的动机
The motivations that we have mentioned
都曾经是我们侍奉的动机
Perhaps have been our motivation
保罗在这里没有定这些动机的罪
But Paul isn't trying to condemn these motivations
但是保罗在这里给我们一个更高的一个侍奉的动机
He is giving us a higher motivation
让我们的侍奉能够更持久
So that we can be in faithlong-standing
让我们的侍奉的品质能够更高
so that our quality will increase
这个动机是什么呢
what is this motivation
上帝的慈悲和大爱
the mercy of God
保罗说我与上帝的慈悲劝你们
Paul says I urge you in view of God's mercy
上个礼拜王牧师在这里讲保罗三劝
Last Sunday, Pastor Wang was sharing with us the three admonitions of Paul.
记得吗
Do we remember?
第一个
What was the first one?
不要骗。不要骗。第一个不要骗。
Do not lie.
第二个不要偷。
Do not steal.
第三不要睡。
Do not sleep.
很好，我们听了大家都很高兴。
We were perhaps all very pleased.
因为王牧师不像我讲到，他有很多很多的故事。
Because Pastor Wang has a lot of stories.
哎呀，我们都坐在下面听得非常的享受。
So we really enjoy his messages.
今天是保罗的第四劝。
I would say today is the fourth admonition of Paul.
我以神的慈悲劝你们。
I urge you, brothers.
将身体献上当作活祭。
Offer your bodies as living sacrifice.
使我想到约翰福音二十一章。
I'm reminded of John chapter 21.
约翰要侍奉。
John wanted to serve.
但是他要先明白主对他的爱。
But he has to first understand the love of Christ to him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
盼望每一个人都侍奉。
It is my wish that all of us will serve.
全民皆兵。
All of us are troops.
我们都在侍奉的里面有份。
That we will all participate.
感谢主，教会里面有两位执事努力了将近一年。
I praise the Lord that there are two deacons who have been laboring for the past year.
今年的成绩是他们找了三十三个以前从来没有教会侍奉的，他们愿意加入教会的侍奉。
And through their many efforts, 33 people who have never served in the church before are willing to join in this year.
他们两个人的胃口不大，今年他们的目标是40个，是不是肖清志弟兄？40个。
The goal for this year was to have 40 people join in.
他们两位执事的辛劳，我们都非常非常的极赏。
And we really appreciate their labors.
但是我觉得我站在台上要跟他们配合。
But I feel I really should be partners with them.
要把侍奉的动机缘由要说得清楚。
To share with you clearly why we serve.
弟兄姊妹，为什么侍奉比如何侍奉来得重要。
It's more important for us to know why we serve than how we serve.
这为何侍奉比如何侍奉来得重要。
The why is more important than how.
昨天吴牧师在选执事的时候的祷告，我觉得很有分量。
I was touched by Pastor Wu's prayer last night, before we cast the ballots for the deacons.
我不知道这个怎么翻译，不过中文讲的是铿锵有声。他说
He said,
主啊，我主啊
，said Lord，
我们不是选出几个执事来代替我们侍奉，乃是选出几个新执事来带领我们侍奉。
He said we are not electing people to serve for us, but we're electing people to lead us to serve together.
我不知道你们昨天来的人听到没有这句话。
I do not know whether these words struck you last night if you were here.
Oh, 我真的站在这里 struck me. 那整个两这两句话好像大锤一样打在我的心头。
But I was truly struck by those words.
我们选出执事来，不是代替我们侍奉。
We elect these deacons not to let them serve in our place.
如果我们选出执事来代替我们侍奉，我们的侍奉官还是旧约的。
If this is our sense.Then we are still belonging to the Old Testament mentality.
你懂我的意思吗？就是说，用牛羊鸽子来代替我，这不是一种代替的侍奉吗？
In other words, you're using these deacons as if they were the bull, the sheep, and the pigeons.
有些人用金钱的侍奉来作为代替的侍奉。
Some have used their financial contributions as their service.
我出钱，你做事。
I will give money. You can do the actual work.
执事不是代替我们侍奉。
So the deacons are not serving in your place.
执事是带领我们侍奉。
They are to lead us to serve together.
弟兄姊妹，因为神的慈悲，所以我们献身侍奉。
Because of the mercy of God, we give ourselves to Him.
因为我们献身侍奉，是要带出神的慈悲。
And because we do this, we can show the love of God.
再讲一遍啊。因为神的慈悲，所以我们献身侍奉。
Because of God's mercy, we're willing to give our bodies.
因为我们献身侍奉是要活出神的慈悲。
And because we give our bodies as living sacrifices, we bring forth the mercy of God.
让弟兄姊妹好好的思想关于侍奉的道理。
It's my wish that we can all think about the truth of these words.
我知道。有些话语当时听不太容易真的明白它里面的意义。
I know that sometimes listening to certain words at that moment do not bring forth the full impact.
教会最近这几个月来
For the past few months,
我们的小书房有一个服务。
In our little book room downstairs, we have a special service.
我们把每天每一个礼拜天讲完的道，马上在下面做 copy， 要卖给弟兄姊妹。
The messages for that Sunday could be copied right away to be sold.
你们马上到楼下去登记，等一等，他们就可以把今天的信息可以给你们一份。
You can go downstairs and place an order. If you wait a few minutes, they can make a copy for today's message right away.
今天的信息
Today's message
从我心里面出来
comes from my heart.
从我心里面出来，因为是从天上放在我的负担里面。
Because this came from heaven.
容许我大胆地说
Allow me to say this.
我需要弟兄姊妹多复习这样的信息。
I need all of you to revisit this theme.
亲爱的弟兄们
Dear brothers,
我以神的慈悲劝你
I urge you in God's mercy
将身体献上
to give your bodies
当作活祭
as living sacrifices
是圣洁是神所喜悦的
It is holy and pleasing to God.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然
This is reasonable for you to serve.
朋友你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。